The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to say a word on the saint we celebrate today, Book of Tobit, word on the responsorial psalm and the gospel. First of all, Saint Norbert lived about 1,000 years ago, and he came from a very, very rich family. Very rich family. And he lived also somewhat like Francis and somewhat like Ignatius. He lived a very worldly life. Very worldly life. But he had a Damascus experience, almost just like St. Paul. And this is what happened. He was on his horse, and God sent a storm with thundering lightning, and he fell off his horse and was unconscious. And when he woke up, he recognized that God was the one that knocked him off his horse. So, as a result of that, he entered the monastery, and in 3 years he was ordained a priest. And he became a very zealous, prayerful priest. And young men liked him very much, and he formed the Norbertines, the Premonstrantians. And then he was eventually elected to become a bishop by the Pope. And very strong on the reformation of the clergy, that priests really be zealous, and he spent long hours in meditation. And from that came his eloquence as a preacher. And in the office of readings, we read it earlier this morning, he shared the fruits of his meditation with others. Now that's what all of you are called to do also. You're called to spend hours in meditation, but you're called to share the fruits of your meditation with others. Let's pray to St. Norbert for priests, for the Norbertines, but also pray that we, in imitation with him, would take seriously the meditation on the Word of God, but not to keep it to ourselves. As Thomas Aquinas says, allow God to shine on us so that we can shine on others. That's the whole theme of the Dominicans. Let God shine on us. Let his light shine on us. But then, don't put it underneath the bushel basket. Shine it to the whole world. First reading today is fascinating. There's so much in it. I'd like to glean one or two ideas. One is this: never sleep with your eyes open. Especially when you have a lot of birds in the area. Okay? Never understood how Toby could sleep with his eyes open. When I go to sleep, I'm very tired and I close those eyes and then I wake up when I hear my alarm clock. No? But don't sleep with your eyes open. But also let's pray that we use our eyes for the honor and glory of God. This is the thought. Are we using our eyes to glorify God or eyes to sin? When people look at pornography, they're using their eyes to sin. There's a story in the life of Padre Pio where this blind man approaches Padre Pio knowing that Padre Pio had carried out, through God's grace, many miracles. And Padre Pio said to the blind man, "What would you like?" He said, "I'd like you to pray for me that my sight would be restored." Padre Pio said this: "Yes, I can pray that your sight will be restored. However, if your sight is restored, you will lose your soul for all eternity. You choose." The man decided to remain blind so that he would save his soul. How many people today are possibly going to hell because they're not using their eyes the way God wants them to use their eyes? Okay, the next point is that Tobit loses his sight for 3 years. And his wife has to work overtime. And the wife is given a bonus because she's a hard worker. And the bonus is she's given a little animal, a little goat. And Tobit hears the goat bleeding and said, "Where did this come from?" She said, "Because I've worked hard, this is given to me as a bonus." And he calls his wife a liar. Hey, try never to accuse anyone without any evidence. Try not to do that. No? Okay, this will probably happen in your life. Where is my wallet? Where is my purse? Where is this thing? And we accuse someone and then it showed up. Ooh! Try not to do that. It happens. Try not to do that. Then, Sarah goes after him. Okay, now you may disagree with me on this. I think Sarah, even though she was falsely accused, I think she should have just been quiet. Because the poor guy is suffering so much, and he really wants to see. In a certain sense, she was justified in defending herself. But I think if you're more holy, then she would have just suffered in silence, and when her husband calmed down, would have said, "Look, you know, I really got this goat. I didn't steal the goat. My employer was happy with my work, and he gave me this goat." And I think when Tobit were to have calmed down, he would have said, "Sorry, honey, you see what I'm going through. You got me?" So I'm saying, raising this to a higher level. Sometimes in your family, when you got your husband or wife that's really angry, the best thing to do is just to be quiet. This morning I was listening to Immaculate Heart Radio, and Patrick Madrid was saying that there was a teenage boy that was yelling, getting angry, and his father was there. And his father came up and hugged him and said, "I love you." Shortly after that, the son said, "Sorry, Dad, I was wrong." See? So if the father were to have come in and corrected him, he would have gotten worse. But the fact that the father showed him love and mercy, he calmed down and then went to his father and said, "Dad, I'm sorry." I think we have to learn these family dynamics. Remember once a lady was really angry at me in catechism. I spent about 5 minutes, let her just give it to me. Okay. And afterward she was very calm and thankful simply that I listened to her. She didn't want me to fight with her. She just wanted someone to be a sounding board. It's hard because we want to defend ourselves when we're attacked. But sometimes the best thing is just to suffer in silence. Very hard. Very hard. So those are two messages from the first reading. The responsorial psalm says, "The heart of the just one is firm, trusting in the Lord." Here's a question. Do you trust 100% in God at all times? Say no, Father. I'm glad you said no. Because we don't. I don't and you don't either. Okay, when you have doubts, look at the Divine Mercy image and say 5 times, "Jesus, I trust in you, Jesus, 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 I trust in you." You have to do the Ignatian Ace de Contra, do the opposite. We're all tested not to trust God when? Like Tobit, we're going through tough times. We're going to say, "Why has this happened to me? Why? Why me? I go to St. Peter Chanel at the 8 o'clock Mass and I say the rosary afterward, why me?" Injustice, huh? So trust. Okay, the gospel, one idea. We have two citizenships. And don't say, "No, Father, I'm an illegal immigrant." Or don't bring that to me, okay? We have two citizenships. Okay, one in heaven and one on earth. Our real citizenship is in heaven. That's where we're all called to be citizens in the kingdom of heaven. And our companions are going to be the saints, the angels, Saint Joseph, Mary, and God Himself. And always think about your eternal citizenship. But also we're citizens here. So we should try to be good citizens in the United States of America. We should pay our taxes. We should be honest. We should respect the laws. We should respect the traffic laws. All the rules and regulations that make this society a great society, we should try to abide by them. Amen? And finally, going back to our eternal citizenship. Okay, for us to become citizens of heaven, we have to have our passport. Okay, our passport is this. It's a rosary. Make sure that you pray the rosary. If you pray the rosary, you love the rosary, you spread the rosary, you imitate the virtues that are present the rosary, this will be our passport to become eternal citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Amen.